Wednesday. Baseball season's 1 week in the books, and I will tell you what, it's like the Wild West out there. Nobody knows what's going on anywhere. I mean, like, anywhere. It's like guys are just cruising around, riding their horses all over the place, shooting their guns. Pew, pew. And it's like, what? Who is, nobody's who we thought they were, except the Dodgers and the Padres. Nobody else looks like they're good at baseball. That's the crazy thing. All roads, as of now, to the World Series lead through Southern California. I think the Angels are 4-2. The Dodgers are like 8-0. I think the Padres might be the same. What is the Padres' record? They don't lose. They don't lose baseball games. National League. Dodgers, 7 or 8-0 or something. Are they 7 or 8? I don't know. Angels, 4-2. National League. Dodgers, 7-0. Padres, 7-0. 14-0. You throw the Angels in there, 18-2, Southern California. The best baseball on the planet is played in Southern California all the way from birth. You know why? Because you got the weather to play 12 months out of the year. In order to live here, I hate to say this, you got to have a little bit of money. So if you have the money, you have the means to train at a high level. And most of the best trainers have money or played in the big leagues, whatever they do, right? They want to move here. If you Google hitting instructor around me and you're somewhere in Southern California, you're going to get the best of the best. That's Southern California. So no surprise, the Dodgers and Padres are 14-0. The Diamondbacks throw them in the mix. 18-2. Shoot, we could throw the Giants in that mix. That's going to put California minus the A's. We'll throw the A's in there too. But you put 18-2, you throw the Giants in the mix. 23-3. What are you doing to us here? What do we got? Athletics are 2-5. All right, so 23-3 plus 2-5. 25-8. California baseball is 25-8 to start the season. Let's see what New York, 3-1. Where are the Mets? 2-3. 5-4. New York sucks. I'm just kidding. I like New York. But okay, there you go. I think looking at the standings and looking at what's happening, all roads to the World Series lead through Southern California. That's all there is to it. The World Series will be played in Southern California this year. Obviously. Profar. Popped for a banned substance, 80-game suspension, boy. Gosh. You hate to see it because that guy has such a good love and joy for the game, and he plays with the kind of energy you want to see on the field. But the thing is, you know, I would never knowingly take something. I would never – dude, what you took required you to put a needle in you and inject it into your system. There's nothing you need to take that is legal that you have to do that for. And, you know, here's the thing, the crazy thing. People don't understand this. I'm not going to say all these guys are doing something. I'm not going to be that guy. But the average testosterone for a man is like 1-1. The testing threshold for the MLB is 4-1. So it essentially has to be 4 times higher than the regular testosterone in a dude's body. Also, I read that in a comment section on Instagram. could be totally false, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways, because honestly, the guy's username sounded legit. Like he would know, like he wouldn't lie about something like that. So yeah, listen, other than right now, the Padres and the Dodgers, it's the Phillies. And that's it. That's it. Oh, but back to Profar. The thing with Profar is, like, maybe it's the MLB issue too. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are supposed to play 162 games. I want to know exactly how many days this is. Opening day was what? Opening day, MLB 2025. It was on March. That's not right. Okay. Well, okay. March 18th for whatever, Japan. March 27th to September 28th. Okay, here we go. March 27th to September 28th. How many days is that? Ah, dang it. That's a lot. I got to find out though. That's the thing. I got to find out. So let's do some quick math. Calendar. Image 2025 calendar. Here we go. March. What did I say? March. What did I say? March 27th to September or something. Dang it. Forgot already. 2024. I don't want that. I don't want it. I just want a 2025 calendar. Here we go. Open this up. Let's look. March 28th. 1, 2, 3, 4 days in March. That's 34. That's 65. That's 95. I got the stupidest calendar you could find. Maybe I'll just try it on my phone. Let's see here. All right. Major league season starts. There's a point to figuring exactly what this is. There's a reason. There's a reason, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, opening day 2025. March 27th to September 28th. How many days is March 27th to September 28th? Okay, 183 days. Last year, it was 183 days. They play 162 games in the regular season. Now, you expect a human being to play at the highest level on the planet 162 times in 183 days with planes and hotels mixed in half the time, the travel. You expect them to play and entertain fans and give it 100% every single night naturally? Mike Trout cannot run and swing and do the things he does on a nightly basis at that level without something. I mean, I'm not saying he's on anything illegal. I'm just saying the average human being is not set up to deal with the structure that the MLB has put them into. Look at basketball players. They play, I know, oh, it's more taxing. No, it's not. Okay, you run around, you play basketball, NBA opening day, and last day, October 22nd to April 13th. Okay, October 22nd to April 13th. How many days are in between October 22nd and April 13th? How many games are in a basketball season? 82 regular games. They play 82 games in 192 days. That averages out to a little under probably one in every 3 days. Because 82 times 3 would be 8, 16, 24. That'd be 246. 82 times 2 would be 164. So, 2.5, whatever, 2.5, we'll say, just for fun. The NBA doesn't require you to do that. The NFL, yeah, your body gets beat to death. Can you say that on YouTube or something? I won't say that. Your body gets beat up. You play once a week for 16 weeks, and then you get a week off somewhere in between. And those guys are all on something. You have to be. So maybe it's baseball's fault that these guys are doing what they're doing, and the money. I tell you right now, if I could go back and somebody said, hey, there's health risks to this, you might cut off 5 years of your life, but you're going to make $200 million. And then, no, let's not go with that. Let's cut that out. I'll tell you this, if I could go back and there's a $100 million contract on the line for me, life-changing money for generations, seems like a no-brainer to take something that keeps you in the game and gives you an edge. You know, I heard, I think it was Trevor Plouffe talking about being a brotherhood. It's disrespectful to the other player. Dude, please. Brotherhood, my ass. This whole system of the MLB is set up to pit everyone against each other. So now it's gotten to a point where they're just going to go make as much money as possible because the team could ship me out of here whenever they want. The team could screw me over. You know how many guys are sitting in double, triple A waiting for the dude in triple A or the big leagues to get hurt so they can get a chance? Every single team you're on your way to the big leagues, you're just trying to get away from the guys you're with. You're trying to get out of there so you can get to the next level and the next level and then eventually get to the big leagues, and then you're just trying to stay there with those guys. So, no, I don't think the minor leagues is the brotherhood that you're talking about while it's happening. Of course you want to see your guys do good. Of course you want this. But you are there. Every single one of them is competition. When you get to the big leagues, then the brotherhood is, we're here. And unless you're an everyday guy, you're always scraping to stay there. So I don't see the issue in doing this. I don't see the issue in taking something that is going to make you better because no one else gives a shit about you in this game, especially. My God. So, Profar, I just wish you wouldn't be like, oh, I have no idea. You fucking, yeah, you did. You don't sign for $50 million and then do some dumb shit that makes you whoop. And you don't have your best ever year at 30 years old after 10 years in the league. This stuff doesn't happen. Jesus, man. It was quite the rant on that. I don't even know where that came from. I was so happy talking about the World Series and all that. But like back to this. It's the wild, wild west out here in the MLB. Okay, Devers can't hit. And not just can't hit. Devers cannot hit a baseball. Devers can't hit a baseball. Devers is playing right now. He's currently 0 for 19 with 15 Ks. Let's see what he's doing. Let's see what he's doing today. Oh, Jesus. He got a hit. Two total bases. It looks like he got a double and an RBI. Oh, my gosh. Rafael Devers. Dude, as we bring it up, I don't know if you can see this, but it's the last play that happened. As I was saying, Rafael Devers cannot hit the ball. He doubles to deep right field. And just so you guys don't know, I'm not lying. It's 4:44 p.m. Wednesday, April 2nd. Check the timestamp on that hit and RBI he just got. But here's the thing. The Red Sox either screwed this guy over by bringing Bregman in, which I think is stupid to do. I think I was on the Red Sox. I'm not on anybody's side with this anymore. The Red Sox side, I'm not on Bregman's side. I'm not, oh, Bregman, I don't care about. He's playing baseball. I'm not on Devers side, and I'm not on the Boston Red Sox side with this. I think it's a stupid thing to do. You got your 28-year-old franchise guy, and you bring in another dude that's older on a 1 or 2 year contract. He's got an opt out after a year. He's probably going to opt out. And you bring him in and replace your franchise guy with that. And now your franchise guy is like, I don't want to be your DH. I would have loved to hear him say, I'll do whatever it takes to win. Maybe that would have helped his mental state. But instead, he says, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm a third baseman, yada, yada, yada. Then he becomes a DH. How come Boston didn't say, hey, let's just not get Bregman and put a whole bunch of time, effort, and energy into Devers and his defense this offseason? Let's make him really good if we can, or at least as good as we can, because we're dumping a whole bunch of money into him. We got him for the long term. Let's make him feel comfortable like he's our guy and put the time in. Maybe they did that, and maybe Devers is the Luka Doncic of the MLB. Maybe he's lazy. Maybe he likes to drink. Maybe he throws fat dips in and doesn't care. Maybe he showed up out of shape. Maybe he doesn't take it as serious as they would like him to. Maybe they know something nobody else does, and they're going to let him go, and they don't care. They did it once with Nomar. They'll fucking do it again. Almost 20 years to the day. I think it's been like 21 years since the Red Sox got rid of Nomar Garciaparra to the Cubs, and then I don't even remember for who, but I'm pretty sure it was 2004, and they won the frickin' World Series that year. So maybe the Red Sox are stupid, or maybe the Red Sox are genius. I don't know. But I do know, until they win the World Series this year or like the next year, I don't like anything that they're doing other than signing Crochet, because that dude deals. I mean, deals. And I like him, and he's very good. I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't know what else. I don't know what else there is. It's like I said, the wild, wild west out there. And now, dude, man, I feel bad for the Athletics. I feel bad for the A's. I was excited about the minor league field. I was excited about Sacramento. I was excited about something new. And I think the first game, they're out there, you know, sell the team chance. And there's not even that many people there. That sucks for them. But I do think there's going to be like three dudes on that team that hit like 30-plus jacks this year. They're going to have three guys over 30 bombs. Remember I said that. And the reason I said it is because I was watching their game today, and the broadcaster, whoever he is, said he's going to have three guys on this team over 40 bombs. He named them. I can't remember who he named. But I figure if I go 30, I have a much better chance of being right than him. So three dudes on the A's over 30 bombs this year. Book it. Now, that's all like the White Sox pitching staff. Add it to the Wild West. What are they doing, dude? Five straight starts by starting pitchers without giving up an earned run, and they all went five innings or plus? What is happening? What's happening in baseball, man? If you're not a baseball fan, I feel bad for you, because gosh darn it, man. It doesn't get any better than this. Basketball sucks. The Chiefs and NFL sucks. MLB, it's the friggin' Wild West out here, boy. Nobody knows what can happen. You can have the best team on the planet, but the other guy could have a pitcher on the mound that just has a day, and you lose. It doesn't matter what you have on paper at some point. The paper's got to blow out of the clubhouse and onto the field in order to make sense of what it should be. Those dudes on the paper got to go produce, you know? And if you don't produce when you're that good on paper, it's a cold, cold world out there for you, you know? And the thing is, it's not the cold that gets you. It's the wind. That's the truth. So, you know, we're 1 week in. I'm exhausted from the MLB, and that's what I want out of the sport I love. So, good job. We got a dude. We got a dude suspended for 80 games. We got the Dodgers can't lose. The Padres, their new rivals, the best rivalry in baseball. Don't even bring anything else into it at the moment. The best rivalry in baseball is the Dodgers Padres. Both of them are 7-0, doing what they're supposed to do to start the season. Jackson fucking Merrill, bro, just signed, just locked him into San Diego. Good for San Diego. Good for him, dude. He came out. He's like, look, I'm not out here to chase this crazy bag. Like, I got a bag. Dude's going to make $200 million. How jaded have we become? We're like, that dude got freaking ripped off. $200 million he stands to make, like $208. And Juan Soto just signed for $765 million. Everybody that's saying Merrill got ripped off, let me tell you something. Juan Soto, $765 million contract, okay? He's 26 years old. We're talking about a dude in Jackson Merrill who's 21 or 2. I don't know how old he is. He's very young, obviously. Dude never played center field in his life. Moved over there for the first time, started playing center field, became an all-star. Incredible. Gold glove. Dude, he's 21 years old. He's going to be 22 on April 19th. That's 2 weeks. And this friggin' dude just signed his life to the Padres for 9 years. 8 years, I think. Eight, nine, what doesn't matter. Let's say 9 years, 8 years. To make it easy, 8 years. He's going to turn 22 in 2 weeks. He just cashed in $200 million for himself, his future family, his girlfriend, wife, whatever. I don't know what he has, but good for him. And let me tell you something. At 27, 26 years old, Juan Soto in 2024 signed for $765 million. What the hell do you think if Jackson Merrill keeps doing what he's doing and he stays healthy and he continues to be very good, what do you think he's going to sign for? In 2034, when he's 30 years old, and dudes are signing 10-year contracts. Juan Soto sucks in the outfield. Juan Soto can't run the bases worth a shit. Juan Soto just hits. Jackson Merrill is clutch. Jackson Merrill hits. Jackson Merrill's a gold glover. Jackson Merrill has speed. Jackson Merrill is a hometown dude now for San Diego. Jackson Merrill has everything you would want in a baseball player. If he continues to do what he's doing at 30 years old, $700 million will be chump change in 10 years. He might sign again. He might finish out this contract and sign for, I don't know, 5 years, $700 mil for all we know. It's not that far off. So yeah, you can say he got ripped off. You're an idiot. Jackson Merrill's the man. Padres, Dodgers, Phillies. Those are the only World Series contenders, and the World Series is coming to Southern California once again. You guys can enjoy. You can remember me saying this now. My preseason was the Orioles. I'm going to throw them back in the mix because I can't admit I might already be wrong. I got Tatis as my MVP. He's making that look pretty good. I got Mike Trout as my comeback player of the year. He's healthy through 5-6 games, so that also looks pretty good. And that's it. The Wild Wild West of MLB is here. It's been 1 week. I love it. I'm exhausted. I can't wait for another several months and close to a year of this. What a season.